past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We're going to talk about the numbers on the inflation front. We're going to talk about the stock market, where we think it's going to go from here. We're going to talk about tons and tons of fun stuff. We're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And so let me go over with you what we're going to talk about. Oh, wait, before we go a step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe. I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. Thank you, Jack. And I am, and our firm, as the name implies, we specialize in working with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our firm is designed for you. And our website, RPOA, is designed for you as well. And if you go there, you can podcast this show, you can watch videos, you can attend seminars, you can visit with a retirement planner. I mean, there is so much stuff on there to help you to achieve what we call your retirement, which is your second childhood without parental supervision. And so, yes, indeed. We want you to go and play, have fun, whatever that second childhood means to you. We want that to happen for you. And I want to introduce you to a new term that maybe you've not heard of before, and that is the term squipper. Now, you may be wondering, what does squipper mean? Well, it's the think of the acronym of Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision, okay? So it's Second, S, Childhood, C, Without, W, Parental, P, Supervision, S. So that's SQIPS. Well, anyone in our view who is on their way to, who is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision, in our view, is a SQIPper. And therefore, our clients, we call them squippers. And if you're not a squipper, then guess what? You need to go to our website and check us out. See if maybe there's a fit for us. And by the way, just so you know, even clients are not squippers until they retire. Okay, you have to earn it. You don't get to be a squipper. You don't. That second child is once you're retired. So even we have clients that are not yet retired. We're helping them hopefully to get there. And so they're not squippers yet. You don't get the badge until you're actually retired. So we want you to earn that badge and be a second childhood without parental supervision-er, and that's what we're all about. We want to facilitate that for you. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, you guys who are old enough may remember a guy who used to have a radio show, and he used to say, and now for the rest of the story. Okay, you may remember Paul Harvey. And so we're going to entitle that first segment this week, and now for the rest of the story. Because as you guys know, we have eerily well forecasted where inflation was going to go. And I'm going to go into that in just a minute. But now the rest of the story gets a little bit more difficult and we think potentially troublesome. So we're going to go over that with you and make sure that you are aware, okay? Because if you're aware, you can take steps. And if you take steps, then hopefully you won't be hurt. So we'll talk about that. Now, also this week, I'm going to go over with you how to diversify your portfolio, okay? And so a lot of people think they are diversified. I'll tell you a quick story about that when we get to that segment that's kind of funny in an interesting way. And so we'll talk about how do you diversify your portfolio? What should you have in it, in our view, if you want to be properly diversified? Okay, so we'll have that for you. Also this week, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security. Probably the topic we talk about with clients the most, and that is when, how to take it, how to maximize, get the best out of it. You've paid in hundreds of thousands of dollars probably into Social Security, and so now you want to get as much of it back out to you. We want to help you to do that. So that segment will be about that. And then we're going to talk about this notion that really irritates me. I got to tell you, it irritates me a lot, and that is, you know, don't worry about it. You're a long-term investor. Everything will take care of itself. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're within 5 years of your retirement or you are already retired, you're not a long-term investor anymore. And I'm going to explain to you why. Okay? And after you listen to that, you'll agree with me, I think. So we've entitled that segment, Are You a Long-Term Investor? Not. A little Borat for you. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom! Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, and by the way, that's where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you the question, all right? Who wins? Who wins here? All right, we're going to have a contest. Your will says one thing, but your beneficiary designations on your retirement plans say another thing. Who wins? We'll answer that one at about 10 till. So we'll have some fun with that. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I know you're going to stay tuned for the entire program because you don't want to miss a single drop of this delicious juice that comes out of this orange. All right, so let me go over with you. So first of all, inflation. We said that inflation would come in. Last month, it was at 4%. We said that this month, when the numbers for June came out, that it would come back and it would be under 3.5%. And guess what? It was. In fact, the CPI number now sits at 3%. Wow, the Fed's winning the game. Everything is fantastic. Look at that. Well, not so fast, okay? As Han Solo said to Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, don't get cocky, kid, because it ain't over yet. In fact, I want to invite you to, we have what we call our market alert video. We do this every week, and if you are not getting it, you need to get it this week, okay? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over with you exactly why we think inflation is sitting at 3, the CPI. We think it's going to trend back up and will be close to 4% by the end of this year. And we think it's almost inevitable, and I will prove it to you, and I'll show you. If you'll subscribe to our Market Alert video, I'll give you that, all right? But we think that inflation has bottomed for the year where we sit right now, and now it's going to start trending back up. And by the way, we've been pretty accurate almost every single month over the last 6 months about where inflation was going to go and what the Fed's going to do about it. So now the talk is, well, the Fed, you know, maybe they're going to stop. Maybe they're going to pause. You know, the inflation's down to 3%. Game over. They've won. It's not so fast, okay? Here's the reason. You may remember a few years ago, there was the tsunami in Phuket in Thailand where, you know, the water kind of receded on that beach in Phuket and it just went back and people were looking at, wow, what is going on with that? Well, what was going on with that was that it was this big giant wave that was sucking the water away from the beach. And next thing you know, there's this giant wave that came in and destroyed everything. Well, how does that apply in terms of where we are today? There's the possibility that inflation is coming down and all of that is great and hunky-dory because the Fed has raised interest rates so much. But remember, there's a lag between the time that the Fed lowers interest rates and or raises interest rates and the economy feels the effects of that. And that lag is 6 to 12 months. And we're not...
You can't handle the truth!
And we're not 6 months to a year away from when they raised interest rates like crazy maniacs that they've been doing lately, right? So we have not seen the full flowering of the effects of these interest rates rises that have been historic. And so what we could be seeing is the wave is being drawn back, and now there's this big tsunami wave that's going to come later as we see the effect, the full effect of all of these interest rate rises. Now, I'm painting a very dramatic picture. I got to tell you that our base case, what we think is going to happen is that we're not going to have a massive recession, that we are going to play through this. Jobs are holding, the economy seems to be holding, and inflation seems to be coming down. So we think by the end of next year, 2024, we might be at that 2% that the Fed's looking for. But there is, so we don't, the scenario that I'm drawing, I don't think is going to, we don't think is going to happen. But you know what? It could. We don't know exactly how bad it's going to be with all the stuff the Fed did. They raised interest rates 5%, historic, and they're going to probably do it again here in about a week or two, right? So this is going to be like a massive amount of rate increases, and we a year later is when you really know what's happened, and it hasn't been that long. So we believe that you should be invested right now. We are fully invested in our stock portfolio, but we also think that you need to protect against the worst case scenario, because if you're not doing that, you're not being prudent. As George Bush once said, not being prudent. So we want you to be prudent. We want you to be fiscally responsible. We want your money to last as long as you do. How about that for a strange concept? We don't want you to run out of money before you run out of life. Okay, so what we want to do is have a sell strategy, have a protection mechanism to get you out and protect you in event that it is in fact a tsunami and this inflation going down like that is the receding before the big wave. We don't want that for any of our clients. We don't want it for you. So go to our website, rpoa.com. All right, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you have lots of options. You can meet with a retirement planner. We'll build a retirement plan for you at no charge or obligation. You can attend our seminars. We have virtual ones. We're now doing them live. And wow, surprised by how many people are wanting to go see a live seminar again. It's wonderful. Being with people is a great thing. We have lots of stuff. We'll talk about how to fight inflation, how to calculate if you can retire, where to get your money from. We have lots of stuff to help you to achieve that second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to be a squipper. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to diversify your portfolio. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And I do. I feel great, actually. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And by the way, you know we call our clients squippers. And the reason why they are squippers is because they are hopefully enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. And if you create an acronym out of second childhood without parental supervision, you come up with SQIP. And our clients that are enjoying that, we call them our squippers. And if you're not a squipper, we want you to be. We want you to enjoy that second childhood. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend seminars either virtually. You can sign up for, we have them live now. Crazy. Who thought that having live events was like going to be different? We also now have, you can watch videos. We have the ability to meet with a retirement planner. We have tons and tons of stuff on there for you to benefit from. So our website again is rpoa.com. So let's talk about now about how to diversify your portfolio. And as you guys know, we have a strategy called Invest and Protect, which is that we think that there's a certain point where you should sell, get out, and protect what you have, okay? And our Invest and Protect strategy said to sell in November of 2007, before the big market crash of 2008. If you fast forward to last year, it said to sell in April, and you guys who stayed in for that whole mess know what happened after April of last year until the end of the year. So we don't want our clients, our squippers, to lose any money if we can avoid it at all possible. So that's why we think it's so important to have a strategy. Now, having that strategy is not the be-all and end-all. We also think that you need to be diversified. Okay, so we believe in that. So if you think of the, the universe of buy, hold, and sell, because we think you should sell as well. So if you buy, you need to have your diversification. That's the buy part. Then the hold part is the maintenance of that diversification that you invested in. And then the sell part is, okay, not a good time to be in anything right now. Maybe I should be in what is sometimes king, which is cash. Maybe I should be in cash right now. For example, we were in cash from, we told our clients to be in cash from November of 2007 until June of 2009. Okay, so that was almost a year and a half. And we were sitting in cash while the market was going crazy and bonds were losing money and all the heck was happening. So sometimes it's better just to be in cash. But how do you diversify your portfolio is the question. Now, the first thing you want to do, in our view, is determine your risk profile. Okay, and one of the things that we do with you if you're a prospective client is we'll build for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, RCFP. And in the RCFP, what it'll do is it'll help us to understand how much money you have, what your expenses are, you know, when and how to take Social Security, what your income tax level is, you know, different sources of income you'll have in the future, expenses, all of that. It'll help us to build out that cash flow plan. The offshoot of doing that is it'll help us to determine what we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E, your hurdle rate, okay? Now, once we know what your hurdle rate is, then the hurdle rate is the rate of return that we want to earn so as to support the lifestyle that you want to have for the rest of your life. And we want that number to be as low as possible. We want to take the least amount of risk possible. So whatever the lowest return we can earn and support the lifestyle you want, that's the portfolio we want to build for you. So the percentages of what I'm about to talk about with you are determined by that hurdle rate. So the more aggressive we need to be, the more we would be in stocks, and the more in the more aggressive stock portfolio, and the less your hurdle rate is, the less we want to be in that. Okay, so think of a slider that goes back and forth depending on your hurdle rate will determine how aggressive or how conservative we would be with what I'm about to tell you. Okay, so now I've set the stage. So now let me tell you what we think are the component parts that you should have in your portfolio, and there are 8 of them. Okay, so there are 8 what we call asset classes that we think should be in your portfolio. Now, the first one is large company stocks. Okay, U.S., so we're in the United States first. So you start with the U.S., and you have basically 3 kinds of stocks that exist in the U.S. Universe in our view. The first one is large caps. Okay, so that's large cap, very large companies. The second is mid caps. And the third is, guess what, small caps. Okay, so those are the first 3, large, medium, and small. Now, we want to go overseas because overseas there's a lot of opportunity over there. And so we want to look at having large companies that are in foreign, in established countries like Europe and Japan and all of that. But then we also want to have a little bit of a spice, you know, put a little Tabasco sauce in there, a couple of drops, and that would be in the emerging markets. So this is China, and sometimes we have clients who don't like that, but we have, Latin America, we have other places. And so emerging markets is a place that potentially can have some huge benefits. So that's numbers 4 and 5. Now, we go over to the bond side of the picture, okay, of the portfolio. There are 2 kinds of bonds there. There's what we call your core bond portfolio. So the core bonds are U.S. government bonds, their treasuries, their government-backed securities, all those kind of super safe, quote-unquote, kinds of bonds that are you know, kind of the safe from the standpoint of they're guaranteed by the government and they have low risk associated with their value. Then we have the seventh one, which is high yield corporate bonds. And those are corporate bonds, as the name implies. And these are also bonds, but they're high yielding. So right now, you know, for example, in a high yield bond, you can get somewhere around 8%. So those are the seven. Now, what's the eighth one? It's cash. We think of cash as an asset class. Now, I know most people think cash is not that. But when we decide that it's time to be in cash, then guess what? It's an asset class. And sometimes it is the best place to be. In 2008, for example, bonds were losing money, stocks were losing money. There was no safe haven practically. And last year, there was no safe haven either. Both stocks and bonds went down. That's why, you know, in 2022, we sat in cash from April through the end of the year. We didn't have any bonds or stocks. Why? Because they were both losing money, and our strategy said that we should be out. So how much of each of those things I just mentioned is determined by that retirement cash flow plan. How much risk is appropriate for you? What percentage should we have in all of those things? And once we know that, then we can build that portfolio for you. So guess what? I'm going to make you an offer. I'm assuming if you're listening to this show that you're probably not a squipper. And we want you to be a squipper. You got to be that. We want you to enjoy that second childhood without parental supervision. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll sit down with you. We'll build the aforementioned retirement cash flow plan. You'll have an RCFP, and we'll look at, you know, how much risk. We'll look at building in that protection strategy, diversification, and we'll do it all for you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, I think so too. So our website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have strategies to maximize your Social Security number 50. Wow, stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we want to facilitate what we think is your retirement, which is your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You've worked all your life to get to this point. And we want you to, first of all, we want to get you retired if you're not there. And then secondly, we want you to enjoy that second childhood once you are retired. Our website is,
I love it.
Well, I love it too. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go there, you can attend seminars. We have now virtual ones. We have them in person. My goodness. The response has been phenomenal. It's just so exciting. Everybody loves to be with other people again, and so that's a great thing. You can also subscribe to our Market Alert video, which we send out weekly. You can visit with a retirement planner who'll build a retirement cash flow plan with you. There are tons and tons of resources. We want you to become a SQIPper. You know what a SQIPper is? It's someone, SCW, think of it. It's the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. And so once you become a SQIPper, it means that you're enjoying that second childhood. And if you're not a SQIPper, our website is rpoa.com. And currently, we work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families, SQIPPers all, and we want you to be that too. So rpoa.com is our website. This is the segment of the show where we talk about Social Security, probably the most important source of income for the vast majority of our clients. And so I want to go over with you. Questions and hopefully we'll endeavor to answer these questions. And by the way, if you have questions, send them to me. My email is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. All right, here. So, husband and wife. The wife is who sent this to it. Debbie, she says, I'm 62. My husband, Bill, is 66. I'm still working. Now, if I apply now, will I be affected by the annual earnings test? That's correct, because you're under 66, and if you're still working and you take Social Security, you will be affected by the annual earnings test. And it is likely that all of my benefits will be withheld. That is correct also. So, if Bill files for an application for spousal benefits, I believe that my earnings will also cause his benefits to be affected by the fact that I'm working, and they will be withheld too. Is that correct? And the answer is yes, it is correct. So if he's getting, based on yours, he's collecting on yours, and you are working, and you make too much money, sorry for saying, I don't know why there's such a thing as making too much money, but let's say for the sake of this example, you're making too much, then the earnings test will take back, will claw back your Social Security benefits, and it'll claw back his as well, all right? So be sure that you understand that, because it may cost you more to start your Social Security than if you didn't. All right, here's the next question. I'm 62. I assume that the earnings test maximum of $18,960 applies for the full calendar year if they are reduced by spousal or if they are reduced because of retirement benefits and they do not start until mid-year. Is that right? Okay, so what you're talking about, they would fall, this would be under the first year rule, okay? So if you have no further earnings after applying for benefits, earnings before the date of your application will not count, okay? So if you continue to work after applying for benefits, then yes, they will be subject to that earnings test, which this year is $1 in benefits will be withheld for every $2 you make over $1,580 a month. So the question was, if I start collecting in mid-year, does what I earned in the first half of the year hurt me? The answer is no, because they only start counting after you've started your
very
benefits.
Very interesting.
Okay? It is very interesting. Now, you know what? Social Security, if I didn't convince you with those two answers that it's complicated, then I don't know what, I've failed. Okay? Social Security is extremely complicated. And don't do it at home by yourself. In our view, if you do that, you could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. You don't want to take it incorrectly. You don't want to take it before you should, or you just don't want to make a mistake there. And because it's so complex, you should talk with a professional. Now, our retirement planners, we certify them. We have them take classes, and we certify them once a year on their proficiency in Social Security. We want them to be as informed and expert as possible in helping you to make that correct decision. So if you're in that age bracket where you're talking about, should I not take Social Security, when should I, etc., then talk with one of our retirement planners. They'll help you with that. Our website is rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, we'll visit with you and we'll help you with your entire financial picture, not just Social Security. Now, by the way, you'll have the option of either visiting virtually, which we can do, of course, but also in person. I highly recommend in person. Why? Because if you come into our office, we will have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you, not chips. Chunk. You want real chocolate. You want chocolate chunks. And we'll have those waiting. They'll be right out of the oven. They'll still be warm. The cookie smell will envelop you. You will go to cookie heaven, and you'll get a financial plan in the process. All at no charge or obligation. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, are you a long-term investor? Not. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are affirmed it's... Yes, indeed. Tarzan is in the room. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then our website, this show, everything we do is geared around helping to facilitate for you what we call your retirement, which is your second childhood without parental supervision. And if you think of the acronyms for that, second childhood without parental supervision, it spells SQIPR. If that's you, you're a SQIPR. If you are enjoying your second childhood, our clients, that's what we call them. And we currently work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. And if you're not a SQIPR, we encourage you to go to our website. And when you're there, you can podcast a show. You can subscribe to our Market Alert video. You can attend seminars. There's tons and tons of information there, all designed to help you to become a SQIPR. We want you to enjoy that second childhood without parental supervision. We want your money to last as long as you do. And part of that planning, in our view, is that you need to have a strategy to protect yourself against the downside. Okay? And you need to have a strategy, in our view, that protects you from big, large losses. Now, in previous shows, we've talked about the sequential risk, which is, we think, the highest risk that you take when you are retiring, or even if you're within 5 years of retirement, and that is that you take a large loss early in your retirement or soon before you're going to retire. And so we believe protecting against that is very important. Therefore, we believe that you don't just buy and hold, you should buy, hold, and sell. You should have a strategy to sell as well. And our strategy said to sell, we have a strategy we call invest and protect, with the emphasis on protect. Okay? We want your money to last as long as you do, and if you don't protect your money, we think it won't. So, our strategy said to sell in November of 07, before the big market crash of 08. It said to sell in April of last year, before the big drop we saw last year because of all the inflation stuff. We want to help protect you from large losses. Now, buy, hold, and sell, our philosophy is contrary to what I'll call the mainstream, which is that no, you should be a buy and holder. Why? Because you're a long-term investor and you shouldn't worry about it. Everything will take care of itself. Well, you know what? This segment, I want to talk with you about whether or not, in fact, you are a long-term investor or not. So, in our view, a long-term investor is defined as someone that is not going to touch their money for at least 10 years. Okay? So, if you're 20 and you're putting money away for your retirement, guess what? You're a long-term investor. If you're 30, you're long-term. 40, long-term. 50, starting to get interesting, isn't it? When you're 55, no, we don't think you're a long-term investor anymore, because if you're going to be retiring soon and you're going to be accessing your money soon, then now your money is not long-term anymore. If you're going to access your money, just look it up. Any kind of financial planning that is geared around, I need my money next week, I need my money monthly, I need my money within 2 years, you're a short-term investor now. And, you know, I remember during the market crash of 2008, I was talking to this young man, and he told me, oh, you know, you guys must be, your clients are probably okay with, 2008 and the market crash and all that, because, they're all long-term investors. I said, you know what? You'd be surprised how quickly a long-term investor becomes a short-term investor when they're losing money, okay? So don't kid yourself. So how do you define yourself? If you're going to be accessing your money within the next 5 years, in our view, you are no longer a long-term investor. We think you are now a short-term investor, and short-term investors should be thinking about how to protect the money they're going to need in the short term. Because if you need it in the short term and you'll lose it, you won't have it, and you won't have the time to build it back up again. You see the logic of that? So when somebody says, don't worry, you just lost 20% of your money, but you're a long-term investor, it'll take care of itself. No, I'm not. I want to live on this money. I'm going to retire soon, and now I can't. You're not a long-termer if the answer to that question is that. So in our view, it's so important you should have a strategy to protect on the downside. Now, if you don't have that strategy, think about the potential. Suppose the market does go crazy and it loses something like it did in 2008 or during the pandemic and many other bear markets. Could you survive that? If you lost 20, 25% of your money and you want to retire soon, could you still retire? Or if you are already retired and you experience a loss like that, could you support the lifestyle that you want without stress? Could you still take that trip that you wanted to take? Could you still give the gifts to your grandchildren? You want to spoil them? Would you still be thinking about that if you just suddenly had lost 25% or thereabouts of your money? The answer, I think, is no, right? And if that's the case, then you're the kind of client we want to work with. We want to help protect you from that downside to the greatest extent that we can. We want you to have that second childhood. We want you to be a squipper, and therefore we want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. Now, if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can visit with a retirement planner. We'll build for you a retirement cash flow plan, the RCFP. Now, when you have the RCFP, we'll show you, we'll illustrate for you the effects of having a big loss. What could that do? How long will your money last if another bear market hits you and you lose a big chunk? We'll also talk about where and when and how to take Social Security. What are the best ways of doing that? If you're married, differences in income, your health, all those kind of things. We'll talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We'll talk about where do you go to get your money? How to diversify your portfolio? How to fight inflation? We'll even talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. I mean, you'll get all of that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. Let me tell you, folks, I encourage you highly. We can do these virtually. You know, there's the technology now to be able to do that. But I encourage you to come in person, because if you come into our office and visit in person, number one, it's better, I think. But number two, or maybe number one, is you'll enjoy our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. And folks, the oatmeal raisin, we make them with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. They are baked fresh. Get there early. They will still be warm right out of the oven. They will melt in your mouth. The cookie smell will take you to cookie heaven, and you'll get a retirement cash flow plan out of it at no charge. Hey, you can't beat it. RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies, and therefore we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon.
Shazam!
And Gomer Shazam is right, and we work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families, and we call our clients Squippers. And the reason why we do that is because a squipper is someone, if you think about it, second childhood without parental supervision, SCWP, right? The acronym, Squippers. And our clients, we call them Squippers because we want them to enjoy that second childhood without parental supervision. And if you're not a Squipper, if you're not there, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend seminars virtually or in person. You can watch videos. You can podcast this show. You can read articles. There are tons and tons of resources available to you there. And we want you to be a Squipper. We want you to enjoy that second childhood without parental supervision. So go there, rpoa.com. All right, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. And so this week, we have a burning question. And I asked it at the top of the show. And if you heard me ask that question, you're probably still wondering. And maybe you got it right, maybe you didn't. So here's the question. Your will says one thing. Your beneficiary designation on your retirement plans, your life insurance, etc., says a different thing. Who wins? Okay? They say different things. When we look at them, which one do we follow? Which one's the one that wins? We're going to answer that, but first, Jack, can y'all play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches, and we do not, and the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to answer the question, who wins, your will or your beneficiary designations? Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story here to help illustrate that. And this happened a long, long time ago. I believe it was in the 70s. But there was a lady, a teacher, and she had a retirement plan through her work. And she contributed to it during her entire career and built up a very nice nest egg. It was several hundred thousand dollars. Upon her death, They went and they looked. Her will said she left it all to her husband, who was her second marriage. Her beneficiary designation on her retirement plan said that it all went to her first husband, and she had never changed it. So her will said everything goes to her current husband, but her beneficiary designation on her retirement plan, which had hundreds of thousands of dollars in it that she had accumulated over the years and never changed it to the new husband. So who gets that money? Well, there was a lawsuit, of course. It went to the court. And what the judge said was, you know what? If she wanted it to go to husband number two, she would have changed the beneficiary designation. She didn't. So guess what? It goes to husband number one. What that means is that the beneficiary designations that you have on your retirement plans, on your annuities, on your life insurance, if you have transfer on death, if you have any documents that say this is who gets it on that account, then that's who gets it regardless of what your will says. So if your will says one thing and your beneficiary designation says another, beneficiary designation wins. It supersedes your will, okay? So be careful about that. You'd be amazed. You know, over the years, I've seen hundreds, probably thousands, of people's beneficiary designations. It is amazing to me how often they are out of date. People have gotten remarried. They've had new grandchildren. Their life has changed for whatever reasons. And the way that they have it set up is not the way they still want it. It is important that at least once a year, you give it a look. All right? Maybe nothing's changed. Fine. Check the box and move on. But likely is that over time, it will change, and you should check it, all right? So, a word for the wise. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I want you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And as you guys know, we believe that our job, we have a dual mandate. One is we want your money to last as long as you do, and secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Okay, those are the things that we want to do. If we deliver that, we think we've done our job. Our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, we have seminars, and we're doing them live now. We still have the virtual ones, but we have live ones. And the response has been incredible. We've had people coming to our seminars, enjoying our world-famous oatmeal raisin chocolate chip cookies, and getting all kinds of information that helps them to achieve their retirement, which we call your second childhood without parental supervision. And if you do that, then you'll be a squipper. And we call our clients squippers. Why? Because we want, it's the acronym. Think about it. Second childhood without parental supervision, SCWPS, squippers. We want you to be that. And if you're not, go to our website, rpoa.com. Now, another option you have is you can bypass the seminar. We have many people that say, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to go directly and have a custom-built retirement plan for me based on my circumstances, my situation. I'm different than other people, and I want mine. Okay, fine. Then when you're on our website, click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll visit with you. No charge or obligation. We'll build that retirement cash flow plan for you, RCFP. And if we can, and we'll show you when and how to take Social Security. Can you retire? Do you have enough to do that? Where to get your income? Reduce your income taxes? We'll help you with all of that. We want to help you. And we can only do that if you let us. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, it's all there for you. Well, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Ken Morafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs, and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.